Once. Back at the ball game, they ran into mechanical difficulties with the scoreboard. And we had to keep a running total here in our booth because the scoreboard was badly out of order and on the Quincy side, and we had to keep a running score. However, we believe they're going to work it in reverse now, and they show Quincy with only 5 points in the ball game because the other side of the board won't work. However, that will aid us materially if we don't have to keep a running score of our own here in the booth, because we know that Quincy now has 35 and Hebron has 34 before we start the second half of play. Well, crowds in their seats now. They're not going to miss any of this second half. There's a few late ones still coming in, although the timer signal has not yet started for play to resume. It's been a great tournament. I think that's true every year. We can say that, and we can say it without contradiction. Well, the lights over the spectators in the balcony have been darkened now. Crowd sits down. Timer signal is sounded. Players of both teams, and I think there'll be no change in the lineup. That'll find for Quincy. Fast and Gower at the forwards. Brothers at center. Harvey and Thompson at the guard. For the Green Giants of Hebron, Will Brandon, Phil Judson at forwards. Bill Schultz at center. Paul Judson and Ken Spooner at the guards. They're having that last handshake. Only 16 minutes of play left. A new state champion will be crowned. Last year's champion, Freeport, fell to the wayside in a very well-played game and a closely contested game against this Quincy team earlier in this tournament. All right. Players of both teams scatter to their position. This half, Quincy will shoot at the north goal to our left. Hebron, the south goal to our right. Ready. Wait for the toss. Here it is. Taken by Hebron, Paul Judson races for that south basket, rises with a jump shot, rolls across the ring, no good, and Dick Thompson rebounds for Quincy. A long pass to Fast at the edge of the circle down on the opposite end of the floor, but he can't get a shot away. He gives it to Jack Gower. Back out in front to Harvey. Harvey back to Gower on this side, out in front between the circles to Thompson. A bounce or two on this side to Charlie Fast. Shoots a 15-footer from the side right through. Swish, bam. Quincy 37, Hebron 34. Quincy 37, Hebron 34. Goes off on the far side. Now to Will Brandon. Lob pass to Schultz. Turns and shoots. No good. The rebound is picked off by Phil Judson. Out in front to Paul. To Will Brandon for the shot from the side. No good. Takes the rebound. Shoves that back. Around and around and around and in. Quincy 37. Hebron 36. All right. Phil Harvey takes across the line now for Quincy. Goes halfway into the far corner. Stops his dribble there. Gives that ball to Gower. Goes into the far corner for clearance. Out in front now to Thompson. Drives into the edge of the circle with a jump shot. No good. The rebound picked off by Paul Judson for Hebron. Gives that ball off to Wilbrand. Crosses the line, stops for the scorer's bench, and is called for traveling. Call for traveling awarded out of bounds to Quincy. Quincy 37, Hebron 36. The pass comes into Harvey for Quincy. Gives that ball at the center circle to Thompson. Off on this side in front to Charlie Fast. Back at the center circle to Thompson. Takes one bounce, stops between the circles. Two to Jack Gower at the pivot position. His shot is no good. Schultz rebounds for Hebron. Gives that ball to Phil Judson. He even turned to Brother Paul on the far side. Crosses the line, goes to the circle. Stops with a jump shot just inside the circle. No good. The rebound picked off by Brothers for Quincy. Gives it to Dick Thompson, to Phil Harvey. Crosses the line the far side of the court. Goes halfway into the far corner. Gives that ball to Brothers. Brothers turns now, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Will Brandon. Will Brandon is fouled by Brothers. Will Brandon is fouled by Brothers. And that's three on Brothers. That's three on Bruce Brothers. Quincy 37, Hebron 36. If Will Brandt makes this free throw, it will knock the ball game up. He sets on it carefully. It's in the air. He misses. The rebound comes out, fought for, picked up by Paul Judson. Whips that off the edge of the circle of Will Brandt. Shoots a two-hander. No good. This one rebounded by Thompson for Quincy. Gives a long pass down near the basket to Jack Gower. He can't get a shot away. Whips it through, but it's stolen now by Paul Judson. He starts down the court. Can't get through on a fast break, and he comes into the side. Drives in close to underneath the basket. Passes off now to Wilbrand. His shot is no good, but the rebound by Schultz is. Schultz rebounded, and Hebron leads. 38-37 over Quincy. Bill Harvey crosses the line for Quincy. Gives that ball off now to Charlie Fast. Comes to this side halfway into the near corner. Back out to the center circle to Harvey. Through in the far corner now to Jack Gower. Back out to Harvey. Goes into the free throw line. Whips it off on this side to Charlie Fast with a 10-footer from the side. In and out, no good. The rebound by Brothers, no good. The next one on its way. Around and around and out, no good, and this one's picked off by Paul Judson for Hebron. And there's a pass interception by Charlie Fast for Quincy. Drives in with an underhand shot, which hits the ring going up, but it's knocked out of bounds by Hebron, awarded to Quincy. Hebron 38, Quincy 37. Dick Thompson waits underneath his own basket for Quincy. That ball brings it in back between the circles to Phil Harvey. A bounce or two with the ball. Goes over to the far side of that dribble. Halfway into the far corner. Rolls it on the floor and out of Jack Dar. Picks it up and shoots it. Rings in the basket and out. Rebounded by Schultz for Hebron. We're in the third quarter of play. 5 minutes remain in that third quarter. Spooner goes to the edge of the circle. Off on this side. Through on the spot to Schultz. Turns and scores nicely. Schultz is having by far his best night. Hebron 40, Quincy 37. And now Al, Phil Harvey crosses the line, gives on this side to Jack Gower in the near corner and out of Thompson. At the edge of the circle, the brothers to Harvey. Through right into the basket to Gower. A beautiful bit of pass off by Harvey, and Gower drops right through, and it's 40 to 39, Hebron. Spooner comes across the line for Hebron, gives it out in front to Phil Judson, bounces into the circle, goes in underneath and shoots, but he hits the board too hard, rebounded on the missed shot by Gower for Quincy. Gives off to Thompson. Crosses the line, goes halfway into the far corner, goes into the far corner with a jump shot, which is no good. Picks off the rebound, pushes that back, no good. Next one picked off by Schultz for Hebron. They set up a fast break, 2-on-1. Wilbrandt goes in with a short shot and missed it. Rebound comes out wide, and here's a fast break for Quincy, 3-on-1. Passed off on the side to Brothers with a short jump shot, and he scores. 41 for Quincy, 40 for Hebron. Spooner crosses the line now for Hebron, stops in the circle, gives it to Paul Judson out in front. He throws it underneath the basket to Schultz, and he drops it right through. A nice pass. Hebron 42, Quincy 41. What a championship game this is. All right, Harvey crosses the line for Quincy, comes halfway into the near corner, still bouncing. Gives that ball to the free throw line with Brothers with a shot. No good. The rebound is no good by Gower. The next one picked up by Schultz for Hebron. Gives that ball off, and here's a foul called on Spooner. Foul called on Spooner of Hebron. Foul called on Spooner of Hebron. He'll have one shot coming at the north lawn. Quincy will have one coming, and that's Charlie Fast at the line. And timeout is called by Quincy. It's timeout now in the third quarter, and the score is Hebron 42, Quincy 41. Quincy steps to the north line to our left. He has one shot coming. If he makes it, it'll knock the ball game up. He looks behind him to see there's a man back on guard duty. Harvey's right back there. The free throw is good. 42 for Quincy. 42 for Hebron. Goes to Paul Judson for Hebron. Crosses the line. There's an interception on a bad pass. 3-on-1 with a fast break. Fast passes off to Thompson. Takes a jump shot. Goes into the supports of the basket, but it was deflected out of bounds by a Hebron player. They were a bit slow with that fast break. Quincy brings it into Harvey between the circles. Stands there, gives to Thompson, who's drawn out in front. On the far side now to Charlie Fast. Gives to Harvey. Harvey drives in with a short running shot. No good. The rebound is no good. The next one picked off by Fast. Turns and pushes a 10-footer back at the basket. No good. The next rebound goes out of bounds. Awarded to Hebron. Given to Phil Judson. The score is tied up. 42 all. Here's an interception. Interception now by Gower. They had 2-on-1. He passes to Thompson underneath the basket. And again, they're too late. Again, they're slow with their passing on the fast break, but a foul is called on Paul Judson. That's 2 on Paul Judson, and now I believe Hebron has called timeout. It's timeout now in the third quarter, and the score is Quincy 42, Hebron 42. Back at the ball game. 42-42 the score. Up in the Chicago Stadium, Duquesne and Illinois are tied up 2-2 in the opening minute of the ball game. Illinois leads 4-2 now in that ball game. All right, here in Huff Gymnasium with the ball game between Quincy and Hebron, the game for the championship, tied up at 42 all. Dick Thompson of Quincy has one free throw coming at the north line to resume play. He's set for it. It's in the air, right through. He has two free throws coming. First one is good. Quincy 43, Hebron 42. Thompson has one more coming on its way. Right through also. Quincy 44, Hebron 42. Now Quincy crowding just a bit all over the floor. They're putting on that press that they used against Taylorville. However, Wilbrandt comes across the line, gives in the far corner to Spooner, rises with a one-hander right through. Right through, 44-all. 44-all, and Harvey comes down across the line on this side of the court. For Quincy, gives to Thompson at the center circle. Brings it on this side to Charlie Fast, out in front in the near corner now to Harvey. Can't get by his man. Brings it back out in front to Thompson. Goes into the circle. Rises with a pass off to Gower at the edge of the basket, and he scores. A nice quick pass. 46 for Quincy, 44 for Hebron. The pass comes in to Schultz for Hebron. Quincy still putting on that press. Pass comes across the line, however, to Phil Judson. Gives that ball in the center circle. Paul drives into the free throw circle. Gives to Schultz, but Schultz loses that ball out of bounds. Awarded to Quincy. Quincy 46, Hebron 44, and the pass comes into Dick Thompson. Third quarter of play. I'm afraid to look at the clock for fear I'll miss the ball game. Off on the far side, back between the circles now to Phil Harvey. In the near corner now to, in on the spot position to Brothers, and Brothers is fouled by Schultz. Charlie Fast threw a quick one in to Brothers, and Schultz tried to stop him, and he's called for fouling. And how many will Brothers have? That's two fouls on Schultz. Brothers will have two at the north line. He's set on the first one. It bounces around and goes through. Quincy 47, Hebron 44. One more shot coming by Brothers of Quincy at the north line. It's on its way. No good. The rebound comes out wide. Picked up by Brothers way out in front near the center line. He raced back for it. Gives it to Charlie Fast. To Thompson. Well out in front. Only 5 feet from the center line. He goes halfway into the far corner. Stops there. Two at the free throw line to Brothers all alone, but he tries to pass underneath the basket instead of shooting, and it's knocked down and picked up by Schultz for Hebron. Gives off to Phil Judson. Comes to this side across the line. Comes into the near corner. Rips that ball way across to Paul Judson. Goes into the circle. Had a wide open shot, didn't take it, passes off to Phil, takes one on the side, no good. Schultz's rebound is good. Schultz rebounded, Quincy 47, Hebron 46. Phil Harvey crosses the line for Quincy, goes right between two men, and a foul is called. A foul is called on which one of those two men? All right, it's called on Spooner, that's his third. Harvey of Quincy will shoot one at the north line to our left, Quincy 47, Hebron 46. That free throw is in the air, it's good. Quincy 48, Hebron 46. Quincy putting on a bit of a press again. The pass comes across the line to Spooner in the near corner with a one-hander. Rolls across and out and back out again. Picked off by Gower for Quincy. Gives it to Thompson. Crosses the line in the center circle. Passes on the far side to Fast. Drops that ball. Picks it up to Harvey between the circles. Races around. His man goes into the short running shot on the side. No good. The rebound comes out and Paul Judson sets up a drive for the basket, but Thompson gets back ahead of him. He passes underneath the basket to Phil Judson. His shot is knocked down, but a foul is called. Foul is called on Brothers. Foul is called on Brothers, and that's his fourth. That's the fourth foul on Bruce Brothers, a great basketball player for Quincy. And someone has called for a timeout with the score, Quincy 48, Hebron 46, and now we dare take a look at that clock, and we see there's only 25 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter.